Bonjour and welcome to Anishinaabe Radio News. My name is April Lindela, Professor of Native American Studies at Northern Michigan University. Anishinaabe Radio News is designed to share aspects of the discipline of Native American Studies as well as news from Indian country. Born in June of 1920 on the ancestral homelands of the Taos Pueblo, Eva Marable was also named Ihawa, or fast-growing corn, in the Tiwa language. According to womenoftaos.org, Eva's parents were friends with and modeled for artists from Europe, Russia, and around the United States, giving the young Eva an opportunity to learn about the world outside of the Pueblo. Being able to witness painting and other art practices in her community may have influenced her at a very young age. Eva's debut as an artist was at age 10, when a Chicago art gallery included her work in an exhibition. Marable studied at the Santa Fe Indian School under Dorothy Dunn. Dunn opened the studio in the fall of 1932. It was the first institution to emphasize painting studies for American Indian students. Dunn, who wrote the book American Indian Painting, commented on Eva's work. She tended to favor painting the daily life of the Taos Pueblo community members. In 1942, Marable's paintings were exhibited in galleries and museums in Illinois, Wisconsin, and Michigan. Marable's son, Jonathan Warm Day Cumming, stated that it is worth remembering that back then there was no traditional Native Americans painting their own people. In 1943, Marable joined the Women's Army Corps to serve the United States during World War II for 4 years. She worked full-time as an artist and designed in her own studio. She drew a weekly cartoon called G.I. Gertie for the publication entitled The Air Whack. According to womenincomics.com, Marable also painted war bond posters and a building-size mural at the World Headquarters of Air Service Command at Patterson Field, Ohio, where she was stationed. The painting depicted the improving relationship between North Americans and South Americans during the war. Jonathan Warm Day Cumming and Louise P. Rudnick are co-authors of the recently published book, Eva Marable, Three Generations of Tradition and Modernity at Taos Pueblo. The Museum of New Mexico Press released the book in February of this year. Miigwetchin, thank you for tuning in to Anishinaabe Radio News, a co-production of the Northern Michigan University Center for Native American Studies and Public Radio 90 WNMU-FM.